Millions of men over 50 suffer from enlarged prostates. It's not fatal, but it's not easy to live with. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrates that a two-drug combination can relieve symptoms and avoid surgery for most men with prostate troubles. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dr. Klaus Rohrborn sees a never-ending parade of men who have plumbing problems.
Jokingly, I ask my patient oftentimes if they are what I call an aisle person, people who routinely at an airline ask for an aisle seat, who routinely sit in an aisle seat in a movie theater, all because they just have to get up frequently.
Rohrborn is a urologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. He knows prostate problems are no laughing matter for men who have to plan their lives around proximity to a bathroom.
They avoid taking long car rides. They're not going to shows. They don't engage in social activities they might otherwise do. They feel tired because they get up at night 3, 4, 5 times even or more.
And sometimes the condition progresses from nuisance to nightmare. The prostate can grow so large it chokes off urine flow entirely. That's a painful emergency called acute urinary retention. Doctors have to empty the bladder with a catheter and then usually remove the prostate surgically. In recent years, doctors have prescribed two drugs for enlarged prostates. One type, called an alpha blocker, acts quickly to widen the channel for urine, but it doesn't prevent the prostate from getting bigger. The other drug shrinks the prostate, but it takes months to work. A new federally funded study assigned more than 3,000 men with prostate problems to one or the other drug, a placebo pill, or both drugs together. Rohrborn is a study author. He says men who took either drug alone had a one-third lower risk that their symptoms would get worse over 4.5 years compared to the placebo group.
But with the combination therapy, it was reduced by two-thirds, twice as much as with either one of the single treatments.
That's a big benefit. Up to 5% of men on combination therapy had side effects such as lower sex drive, erectile dysfunction, or dizziness, but these problems were reversible when the drugs were stopped. Some experts worry about a more serious possible side effect. 6 months ago, one of the drugs used in this study, finasteride, or Proscar, was the subject of a prostate cancer trial. Finasteride lowered the overall risk of prostate cancer by one-quarter. But men on the drug who got cancer anyway tended to have a more difficult-to-treat kind. Dr. Derekat Vaughn of Cornell's Weill Medical College says doctors and patients need to consider this when they weigh the new study.
While this study validates the fact that two drugs are better than one and we may be decreasing their chance of surgery, on the other side of the coin, there may be the small risk of increasing an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
Rohrborn says he's not worried about that. He says there's evidence prostate cancers that develop in men taking finasteride may just look different under the microscope, but not really behave more aggressively. Researchers are planning studies to see if this hopeful view is right. Richard Knox, NPR News.